Even our coral reefs here at home are suffering the effects of acidic oceans. And this article here from 2016 shows how part of the loss of coral reefs is attributed to the disintegration of their calcium carbonate internal skeletons. Unfortunately, once again, we can talk about feedback loops, and there's a risk of positive feedbacks. As you have increased temperature in the ocean, you actually have reduced carbon dioxide fixation through photosynthesis. And this is because as water warms, it holds less dissolved gases, right? Warm water holds less dissolved oxygen and carbon dioxide than cool water does. So the ability for these organisms to photosynthesize and obtain the energy they need for calcification is compromised in warmer temperatures. And furthermore, you have reduced pH that reduces CO2 fixation through calcification. So both of these processes, the increase in sea surface temperatures and the decline in pH, further reduce the ability of oceans to absorb CO2, which creates a positive feedback loop that can increase warming. So a bit of a problem here, these positive feedback loops could conceivably lead to runaway climate change.